Title: Polarizer for Timeless Roller Momentum and Able to Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. All right. Let's build a proper jungle and old school DNB riser in Ableton Live 12. Not the big EDM white noise whoosh thing. This is the kind of riser that pulls you forward, while the brake still feels like it's driving the whole time. Think of it like this. In a roller, your riser is not the main character. The drums are king. The riser is just the hand on your shoulder, leaning you into the next phrase. We're going to build a repeatable three-layer riser, all stock devices. Then mix it so it sits clean. Noise sweep for lift. A subtle tonal pull for momentum, and a tiny break air layer that makes it feel connected to jungle DNA. Step 0. Set the scene so your riser lands like a pro. Set your tempo around 170 BPM, or whatever your track is. Now in arrangement view, decide your phrase. A super common one is 8 bars of build, then 1 bar right before the drop where tension peaks, then the drop. Drop some locators, one at the start of the build, one bar before the drop, and one right on the drop. This matters more than people think. Old school momentum is phrase discipline. If your riser doesn't land exactly on the grid, it doesn't feel like jungle pressure. It feels like random FX. Now let's build the bus. Create 3 tracks and group them. Name them riser noise, riser tone, and riser break air. Group them and name the group riser bus. Set the riser bus fader to about -12 dB to start. You want headroom while you build. A big beginner mistake is building your riser loud, then trying to mix it down later. We're going to do the opposite. Build it controlled, then sneak it up. On the riser bus, add EQ8, glue compressor, and a limiter as a safety net. For glue compressor, set attack around 10 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1, and you're only aiming for 1 to 2 dB of reduction on peaks. This is glue, not smash. On the limiter, set the ceiling to -0.8 dB, and ideally it barely moves. If the limiter is doing work, that means something earlier is too spiky. Cool. Now layer 1, the classic noise sweep. On riser noise, create a MIDI clip that lasts the entire build, like 8 bars. Put one sustained note, C3 is totally fine. Drop operator on the track. In operator, turn on noise as your source and enable the filter. Choose LP24, a 24 dB low pass. Now we automate that filter frequency so it opens over time. At the start of the build, set it low, like 200 to 400 Hz. Right before the drop, open it up to 12 to 16 kHz. Then automate resonance slightly too. Start around 0.20 and end around 0.45. Careful here, too much resonance turns into a whistle and that's not the vibe. Now after operator, add auto filter. Yes, another filter. Operator's filter gives the sweep. Auto filter gives the character. Set auto filter to band pass mode. Automate the frequency upward, roughly from 300 Hz up to around 6 to 8 kHz, resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. This is where you get that focused moving energy instead of just flat hiss. Then add saturator after that. Set it to analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB, and trim the output so it doesn't get louder just because you added distortion. Distortion should add urgency, not a surprise volume jump. Now mix this noise layer so it doesn't wreck your drop. Add EQ8 on the noise track itself. High pass it at around 150 to 250 Hz with a steep slope. There is basically no reason for your riser noise to live in the low end. Low end is for kick, bass, and that first smack of the brake. If it gets harsh, dip 7 to 10 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. Harshness is the fastest way to make a build feel cheap. Optional. If you want it wider, add utility and set width to about 120 to 150%, but keep it subtle. We want excitement, not stereo chaos. Layer 2, the tonal pull. This is the sneaky one that makes rollers feel like they're accelerating without you realizing why. On riser tone, make another MIDI clip the same length as the build. Drop Wavetable on it. Use a basic saw-ish sound. In Wavetable, basic shapes is perfect. Turn on unison, 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount low, like 10 to 20%. We're not making a super saw lead. We're making movement. Set a low pass filter, LP24. If there's a drive control, add a touch. Now automate 3 things, pitch, filter, and volume. Pitch first, and keep it tiny. Automate transpose up by about +3 to +7 semitones over the whole build. That's the old school taste zone. If you go up an octave, it screams riser effect. We want pull, not look at me. Filter opening, start low, like 300 to 600 Hz and open it to around 4 to 8 kHz by the end. Volume ramp, start very low, basically tucked in, and in somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB depending on your arrangement. This layer should be felt more than heard. Now mix this tonal layer, so it doesn't fight the important stuff. EQ8, high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. Again, no low end allowed in risers. If it fights vocals or any lead elements, do a gentle dip around 1 to 3kHz. Optional movement devices that are very jungle friendly, add chorus ensemble with low amount, maybe 10 to 20%, and a slow rate like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Then add auto pan for motion. Amount 10 to 25%, sync to half bar or 1 bar, and set phase to 180 degrees so it feels wide. That gives you that swirling approach feeling without having to crank volume. Layer 3. The break air texture. This is the secret glue. Duplicate your break loop onto riser break air. This could be amen, think, whatever you're using. The point is, we're not adding more drums, we're adding the air of the drums. On this track, put EQ8 and high pass it hard, like 2 to 5kHz with a steep slope. You should mostly hear tiny ticks, hats, and texture. No body. Optional. Add redux for grit. Light touch. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample 2 to 6. The moment it starts sounding like it's destroying the groove, back it off. Then add reverb. Set to K around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Medium size. And use the high cut around 6 to 10kHz so it doesn't get fizzy. Dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. Now automate the reverb so it opens toward the drop. You can increase dry slash wet or decay, and you can even automate the high pass to climb from 2kHz toward 6kHz as you approach the drop, which thins it out and makes space. Keep this layer quiet, often minus 24 to minus 16 dB is enough. If you can clearly tell, oh, that's a break layer, it's too loud. It should just make the whole build feel connected to the drum world. Quick teacher check before we sidechain. Set your ceiling early. Loop the build into the drop. Get your drop drums hitting right first. Like, the drop should feel correct with no riser at all. Then bring the riser bus up until you just barely miss it when the drop hits. If you notice the riser more than the groove, it's too loud. That's the golden rule for roller builds. Now let's make it breathe with the drums, sidechain. On the riser bus, add a compressor after EQ8. Not glue, just the normal compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick, or a kick and snare bus if that's how your session is set up. For jungle, a cool variation is snare-only sidechain, because it locks the breathing to the backbeat. But start with kick if you're brand new. Set ratio 0 to 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6, dB of gain reduction on drum hits. And here's the groove tip, sidechain timing is the roller. If the riser feels like it steps on the brake, shorten the release. Try 60 to 100 milliseconds. If it feels too pumpy and obvious, lengthen the release to 120 to 180 milliseconds. You're basically tuning the riser like it's part of the drum groove. Now we automate the opening up energy, the classic pre-drop lift, but in a controlled old-school way. On the riser bus EQ8, you can automate a subtle high shelf near the end, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB above 8 to 10kHz, only if your mix isn't already bright. If your track is already crispy, skip this and let the filter automation do the work. Next, set up a dedicated reverb return. Make a return track called Riserverb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Pick an algorithmic or convolution plate. Decay around 2 to 4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb, around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Now automate the riser bus send to that return so it increases toward the drop. One really clean approach is, keep it pretty steady for most of the build, then do one controlled throw in the last half bar. That gives you drama without washing out the break. Optional but very effective. A micro stop. 1/8 note or 1/4 note before the drop, automate the riser bus volume down fast, almost to silence. This creates a vacuum and makes the drop hit harder. But be DJ friendly. Don't do huge silence every time you change sections. Save the micro stop for major moments, like the first main drop. Now a few extra pro sounding checks. Put Spectrum on the riser bus. Watch what happens through the build. A healthy jungle riser usually grows in upper mids and highs over time. What you don't want is a big mountain building in the 200 to 500 Hz range. That's where builds get boxy, and it actually makes the roller feel slower. Also, keep the center clean near the drop. In the last half bar, too much stereo width can smear the impact. Try automating utility width on the riser bus, wider earlier in the build, then slightly narrower right before the drop, even back to 100%. That little tightening can make the drop feel more solid, and if you want more urgency without turning up volume, automate drive. You can slowly increase auto filter drive or saturator drive just in the last 1 to 2 bars. That reads as approaching, not just getting louder. Arrangement placement tips so it feels old school. A subtle 2-bar riser into a 16-bar section change is super usable. An 8-bar riser into the main drop is the bigger moment. And for that final 1-bar pre-drop tension, you can push a bit more resonance and reverb right at the end. A timeless roller trick: keep the riser lower and more restrained in the first 4 bars, then let it bloom in the last 4. That creates forward motion without exhausting the listener. Common mistakes to avoid: quickly. If there's low end in your riser, your drop will feel weaker. High pass: most riser layers between 120 and 250 Hz, and noise even higher if needed. If the riser is louder than the drums, the groove collapses. Sidechain it and keep it supporting, not starring. If it's harsh in the 8 to 12 kHz zone, it'll sound fizzy and cheap. Use a small EQ dip. High cut the reverb, or lower resonance. If your pitch ramp is too dramatic, it goes straight to EDM cliche. Keep it subtle. Plus 3 to plus 7 semitones is plenty. And if it doesn't follow phrase logic, it feels random. A line builds to 2, 4, 8, and 16 bar blocks, like classic jungle arrangements. Mini practice exercise to lock this in.